In 2016, working class voters in the Midwest played a big role in getting Donald Trump to the White House. While his margin of victory in Michigan was really narrow, I mean, he won by fewer than 11,000 votes, many analysts pointed to Hillary Clinton's inability to connect with blue-collar working-class people in the Rust Belt as being part of her downfall. So this year, there are a lot of people watching how these workers will vote in states like Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania. Phoebe Wall Howard is the automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press, and she recently spoke with some voters who were also in the auto unions. Phoebe Wall Howard, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So how big a voting block are union workers in Michigan these days?
Approximately 15% of the folks in Michigan are union affiliated. But when we're talking about auto affiliated, that's over 300,000 people and active voters. And what we're looking at in 2020 is fewer people staying home. In 2016, triple the number of union voters stayed home. They did not choose Hillary Clinton. They did not choose Donald Trump. We're not seeing that same activity this year.
I mean, labor unions are usually seen as a loyally Democratic voting bloc, but it obviously looks different within the ranks. What divisions did you find when you were talking to people when it came to their presidential preferences?
One thing that seems little known in the UAW voting bloc is that the Republican candidate generally owns a solid one-third of the vote. So Donald Trump won 31%, but his predecessors actually did just as well, Mitt Romney and John McCain in 2012 and 2008. So again, union voters generally cast one-third of their vote for Republicans consistently. And so the difference is that triple the number of voters that sit out usually with each presidential sat out in 2016. Fewer people cast for Hillary Clinton than would have cast for the Democrat in the past. So some people have said, wait, Hillary Clinton won more than 60% of the union vote. That's very, very impressive. But actually, no, it's consistent. She won less of the union vote than her predecessors. And that's what Joe Biden has to close in this election cycle.
Right. So you've been out there. It sounds like from your article that you talked to some of those people who did sit out. What are those voters thinking and talking about these days?
It seems that they're just, first of all, it's very interesting, the number of people who didn't feel it was necessary to engage earlier, and they're working not just to register people and register themselves. When you meet union workers who are in their 20s and have not been registered or active and older. So they're very, very engaged this time. What's interesting is while specific auto and labor issues are important, they describe an overall feeling, whether they're comfortable or uncomfortable. So supporters of Donald Trump describe a feeling that he projects. And on the other side of the aisle, a feeling that Joe Biden projects, that they believe Biden, for example, supports working people, not necessarily either side itemizing issues. They're not talking about steel tariffs. They're not talking about layoffs. They're not talking about specific policies. They're talking about an overall feeling of leadership, which is a little bit different than years past.
Wow. That's, I mean, it sounds like a mixed blessing. On the one hand, it's, you know, it may not mean that issues voting is a thing among this bloc, but at the same time, it seems like it's awfully ephemeral and could possibly be subject to change.
This is a highly dynamic situation. The issue is absolutely voter turnout. And what we're seeing with union workers this cycle is passion on both sides of the aisle. Absolutely. So it is a matter of, again, when you're talking, you know, I cover the budget of Ford Motor Company, and the tariff issue was huge in terms of all the automakers took a hard hit with steel tariffs. So, you know, you have the auto companies having a lot of pain in recent years, but that's not something either side looks at in terms of workers. They don't. And what else is interesting is the idea of not sitting home on the presidential. It is a strange thing to think the number of people who cast votes in 2016 that simply left the presidential box empty. And that was a lot of union workers. They didn't feel that either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump would represent them. This year, the Trump supporters are stronger than ever. I could not find personally anyone who had fallen away from him. They felt strong about their initial vote and plan to stay with him. I also met a number of people who were registering for the first time because they were inspired to engage, and those people said they were voting for Joe Biden. They felt comfortable and strong about that.
Phoebe Wall Howard is an automotive reporter at the Detroit Free Press. You can read her article on auto union voters at the Free Press's website. Phoebe, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure to talk with you.